team checklist. How to call it. 1. Pick an appropriate time to make the call, but don't wait too long. 2. Acknowledge how you're feeling first to the other party. 3. Get permission from him or her to make the call. 4. Correct the behavior, not the person. Let the code be the policeman. 5. State specifically what did not work and offer support. 6. Make clear what the benefits of correction are for the team and for the individual involved. 7. Remind this person what he or she has already agreed to. 8. Thank the individual for listening and listen to his or her response without interruption. 9. Acknowledge the proper behavior later when you see it demonstrated by that individual. So what if you're receiving the call? Taking correction is tough, but at some time or another, we're all going to blow it and make a mistake or break a rule. We're human. So here are a couple of tips for how to take the correction if someone's calling you on something. 1, take a deep breath. What happens when people are confronted is that emotion goes up and breathing gets shallow. Sometimes a person will even turn pale. Taking a deep breath relaxes your body and oxygenates your brain so that you can think and listen clearly. 2, acknowledge that whatever the speaker is saying is true for that person. He or she may be completely off base, but at least understand that for that person, what's being said is important and true, and it took a lot of courage to bring it up. There may even be a lot of fear associated with saying this to you. 3, listen actively. Don't mentally check out and start building your defense. Just listen and listen all the way through. My guess is that if you do this, you will find that you probably both agree on the point that this person's trying to present to you. 4, if you made a mistake, admit it. The minute you admit to the mistake, the discussion's over. We're done. We move on. It's only when people try to justify their actions that you'll sit there all day talking about it. Probably the hardest words to say are, "I am sorry." There are some who would rather go to the grave being right in their minds rather than simply admitting their mistakes and being gracious enough to apologize. If you really have a hard time with this, here's a tip. Pretend you're somebody else. In other words, if someone's calling you on something, step outside yourself and pretend you're somebody else looking at you. It works for me a lot. I have to depersonalize it, take myself out of it, and say, "Yeah, Blair, you were late again. How come you do that? And what can we do to correct it?" I take it outside myself. 5, ask the person how you can make it right and make amends to the team. This is very important. Show that you care about the team right away. 6, if the call that's being made isn't accurate, which is possible, simply go back to the code of honor. Go to the specific rule or issue and get mutual clarity about what it really means so that you can come back to an agreement. 7, become truly interested and inquisitive about the call. If you're truly concerned about holding this team, this marriage, or this family together, when someone calls you on something, you'll ask questions and make sure everyone involved really understands the call. Ask, "How might others be seeing my actions?" Not out of arrogance, but from the point of view of trying to understand where that person's coming from. If you can do these things, or even if you can do a portion of these things, you'll find that your team becomes tighter and tighter and more committed to that set of values.